We hadn't
Who financed the first show?
Well, Harley Pete put up the money for the first show boat. He put up the money and we paid him back in 2 years. He placed the money to build the show boat and start it. Harley Pete, that's George Pete's son. He's passed away about a year ago. His wife, I went to school in Royalty. That card up there, she sent me and congratulated me on my 90 years old. At one of the birds right there. Merle Pete said that to me. She owns a packing house there. The boy run it. Merle, I guess, owns it. Always did, in a way, lately. It was up in the summertime. He retired about 15 years ago, and she was... They got home in Florida, and down in Miami, Florida, they got a home in, up north at... trying to think of her. Let's see the name of the town.
How much did you make on the first year of Showboat?
Well, I didn't remember that, but...
Did very many people come, Sam?
Yeah, they had quite good attendance most of the time, considering that. Size of the town we had and everything to get it to going, you know.
How many nights did it run? Was it just one night?
We run just the same as they run now.
Oh, really?
You know, we run the right straight through the week, and then we used the Saturday. We used Sunday to show in case of rain, why we carried on over that day. Yeah. Monday night we had just like we do now, had the family night, and that was the cheapest night than the other. We run it just, they run it just the same way we run it, 10 days, you know. He was quite a fellow around town, but he liked Leo. He was quite a fellow. He worked for Ed Raymond there for a long while. He was, first worked for Barrison Hoteling in a shoe store. Leo Marcette did. And then he owned bought the bakery, but that didn't work out very good for him, so he went to work at Ed Raymond's. He worked in Ed Raymond's until he passed away, until he retired, rather. Yeah. He was an old timer, too. One of the best fellows ever lived, that Leo was.
Never had a car.
Never owned a car. Mm-hmm. Also, that was a funny thing, you never owned a car. You know? And see him have to walk in the church. He used to. He was a good Christian, Bill Marcette was. Mm-hmm. Yes, he was. A telephone office was there across from a 10-cent livery barn there. Doc Tubbett had a livery barn, and right across there, they had the telephone office there at that time. And that was that's where it ended. That was there in that building. The telephone office was in the building there.
Where was the livery barn?
Little barn that Doc Tubbett had, the little barn right back of Ed Raymond's, right back of, on that same street, the clothing store. It was a clothing store on the corner of Ed Raymond's clothing store. Greenbaum had that. I mean, there was a house in there, and then the 10-cent barn was right next to that. It calls the 10-cent livery barn. Anybody left the horses tied on the street at night for a while hung around the saloon, let the horses stand out, they put them in the barn, put them in the 10-cent barn, you know. Yeah.
What about the shoe repair?
Huh?
Shoe repair in Chesney?
Shoe repair. Yeah, Al Sutter. Al Sutter was a cobbler in Chesaning there. He done cobbler work there for years, Al Sutter did. Yeah, he fixed shoes and plenty of others. He done the cobbler, and Lewis ended up, well, you remember when Lewis had it, his boy. But Al had it years ago, a shoe store. Not a shoe store, he had it just a cobbling store. He had that when I burned down the opera house. He had it when the opera house burned down. He went over down the road where the right next to the Argus office in there. And Lewis ended up there with a cobbler shop.
What about the KC getting started? The Knights of Columbus.
Knights of Columbus? Well, the Knights of Columbus wasn't started later. Way later. They had that where Doctor, what's his name?
Chiropractor.
McAlpin. Doctor McAlpin. In the building right over there, that's where the KC started. Yeah, that's when I went. Well, went to the KC's quite a bit then. See, I was in the KC 60 years. They got a 50 years up there, but a 60 years in place of 50. Yeah, I went to China, KC, down there and took the degrees. We had excursions run both ways then. Every Sunday there'd be an excursion run from Saginaw, run south, one from Bay City to Jackson, and then from Jackson to Bay City. They run both, excursions went both ways every Sunday. Yeah. And I played ball a lot, so that my picture right there, the Banner team there, we used to play a lot of Sunday ball then, you know. Yeah, I played shortstop there for the Goldman and the Banner Brewing Company and the Goldman Brewing Company. They all for 6 years before I married, you know, 14. Got married in 14, that ended the baseball business.
How long did you live in Chesaning?
Well, I lived there less than. I was born in Maple Grove on 57, 5 miles from Chesaning. My father retired and come to Chesaning and had a home on Line Street, and I was 11 years old at that time, what was you asking about?
How long you lived there?
Oh. Well, it's from that time on, the rest of my life, until I ended up in the rest home over there, Saginaw Community Fair, until I retired. I had the double house back at the gas station. I lived there 17 years, and the house that I did live in, I sold and Raymond tore it down and used it for his parking lot. And I lived on one side back at the Standard Oil Company station, and I finally sold that and lived in Ethan Farrell's apartment for 25 years. Mother and I lived there 25 years right to the day before she passed away. You know. Then I bastard a year and a half before I went to the Saginaw Community Fair. But I retired, didn't want to go to a rest home. I went there, I was there 2 years and a half. And then I had the, I had pneumonia and put me in the hospital, and of course I couldn't go back. I had no bed faces there. That's how I happened to come here, and I've been here a little better than 2 years.